אוקיי, אוקיי, זהו, יוצאים לדרך, פודקאסט, פרק ראשון של The Football Test, אני ניסים פליבה, בהמשך תשמעו שיחה שהייתה לי עם ריק הלפרינק, הוא הכתב לענייני פאס ואיינדובן במגזין The Eindhoven Daily, אנחנו נדבר על ערן זהבי כמובן, נדבר על פאס ואיינדובן, על הליגה ההולנדית, על העבר שלה, על ההווה שלה, על העתיד שלה, ואת השיחה שלנו סיימנו קצת בצורה חפוזה, כי ריק היה צריך לצאת למשחק עם, של פאס ואיינדובן בליגה האירופית, ערן לא ישחק, אנחנו נדבר על זה גם בהמשך, המסמכים מסין לא הגיעו בזמן, ובאמת כל מה שאתם רוצים לשמוע על פאס ואיינדובן, ממליץ לכם לשמוע את השיחה שלי עם ריק, הבחור מכיר את איינדובן, פאס ואיינדובן, מכף רגל ועד ראש, ונראה לי שאפילו קצת עיקפתי אותו ביציאה למשחק, תחושה כזאת. עכשיו, מכיוון שזה פרק ראשון, אתם תסלחו לי, לא כל הציוד שהזמנתי הגיע, קורונה וכאלה, ואני מקליט כרגע מציוד נקרא לו מצ'וקמק, לא מה שתכננתי, אבל זה מה יש. ואת השיחה שלי עם ריק לא רציתי לדחות, לכן ההקלטה ולכן הפודקאסט עולה ב-60% יכולת. אבל מה צפוי בהמשך? בהמשך צפוי כדורגל, כדורגל מכל הכיוונים, המקצועי, הטקטי, האנליטי, שוק העברות, הוא כרגע מטורף, כל מה שקורה בצ'לסי, אנחנו נדבר על זה לעומק בהמשך. חלון העברות ייסגר בחמישי לעשירי, זאת אומרת שצפויים לנו עוד 2-3 פודקאסטים עד סוף חלון העברות, ואני בטוח שיהיו התפתחויות מאוד 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 מעניינות. היום צ'לסי כבר החתימה משהו חדש, אדוארד מנדי, קפה סלמת. כמובן שלואי סוארז עובר לאטלטיקו מדריד, שזה בגדר הזיה, אבל זה מה יש, ברטומיאו. ונדבר על יובנטוס של פירלו, הליגה האיטלקית, חוזרת, חזרה, יותר נכון. נדבר על לידס, מנצ'סטר יונייטד. יש לנו כל כך הרבה נושאים לדבר עליהם במהלך השנה הקרובה. ואני בטוח שהאורחים שיבואו לפה צפויים להגיע המון אורחים מהארץ, מהעולם, ספורטאים, כתבים, אנשי מקצוע, אם זה מאמנים, אם זה אנליסטים, אם זה סקאוטים, אנשי שיווק, אנשי ניהול, באמת יהיה פה גיוון מאוד מאוד גדול, אנחנו, אני יותר נכון, לא מתכוון להלאות אתכם בצהוב, מי שמכיר אותי מהעמוד ויודע שהדברים האלה לא נכנסים, דרך הדלת, צהוב לא יהיה פה, אנחנו נדבר כדורגל, נלמד כדורגל, נהנה מהכדורגל, ואך ורק מהצד המקצועי והמעניין שלו, אז אני אוטוטו מכניס את הרצועה של ההקלטה עם ריק, מקווה שתהנו, והפרסומים לגבי כל הפרקים הבאים, כמובן בעמוד הפייסבוק, בעמוד הטלגרם, בעמוד האינסטגרם, יאללה, תהנו. ריק, introduce yourself a little bit to the crowd. They do not know much about you, and they do not know about PSV. We're going to talk about PSV later, but let's talk about you for a couple of minutes.
I am Rick Elfrink. I'm a Dutch journalist. I follow PSV for 10 years now. So, yeah, I'm supposed to know something about the club. Yeah, PSV is also is a big club. Huh? We talked about that before. They have been 20 times champion since 1974. So in 46 years, they were 20 times champion of the Netherlands. And normally Ajax and PSV are the strongest teams in the Netherlands. Ajax is also a very successful team. PSV is also, and yeah, in the league you have some competitors also like Feyenoord, Rotterdam, AZ, Alkmaar. They are also teams that sometimes are champion, but mostly it is Ajax or PSV in the Netherlands.
Before we're going to talk about football, let's talk about a little bit about the past. and what happened, because we know there was a bond, a mythological connection between the club and Phillips, Fritz Phillips.
Yes, that is true.
What happened? Yeah. Why Phillips are not sponsoring PSV anymore?
Well, they are still on the shirt. Eh? They are on the sleeve, so they are not on the they are not the head sponsor
on the chest.
Yet.
Yes.
Yes, but now it is so that Brainport Eindhoven is the sponsor, the head sponsor of PSV Eindhoven, and Brainport is also it's Philips, let's say Philips founded PSV in 1913, so that is 107 years ago. And Philips has always been on the chest, indeed, until 2016. Then there was 3 years an energy company on the shirt. But now Brainport Eindhoven is on the shirt. And it is a kind of, it's a region name. So it's what our region in Eindhoven, Brabant, southeast of the Netherlands, where it stands for. It's a technological region. We have a lot of high-tech companies. And it is meant to give some commercial power to the region. So they try to get the best employees for companies like Philips and ASML. It must be a kind of attractive sponsoring for the region.
It's a good deal for PSV to change from Philips to the new sponsor?
Yes, of course, I think Philips was always the normal, the logical sponsor, because it's the founding father of PSV. It's the when Philips did not exist, PSV would not have existed. But with Brainport, they have something that is, I think, an inspiring sponsor. And also Philips is a big part of that, of the Brainport community. So I don't think it's... I don't think it's bad or whatever. They pay a good amount. They pay an amount that is, I think, similar to what a normal company would pay. So it's okay. They are glad with it. It's a regional story. It's a story about southeast Brabant. That's our province. It's okay. I think PSV is glad with it.
So the connection to the fans is still powerful, as you say. And now Eran Zehavi comes to the Netherlands.
Yes.
After 4 years in China, he scored there, if I recall, 103 goals in 117 games. It's almost a goal per game. Do people expect from Eran to score this amount of goals in PSV?
Well, of course, he has scored a lot of goals in China and Israel. So it's a challenging transfer because he's now playing in Europe again. He played in Europe from 2011 to 2013 with Palermo in Italy. Then he had some problems, some physical problems. So he was not able to get the best out of himself. He had some injuries. So now, he seems like to be fit. He seems like to be in physical good condition. People expect a lot of him, of course, because he's an experienced goal scorer. He's very he has a good level, I think, when you are playing in the national team. It is incredible what how his figures are in the last games. Only Harry Kane scored more in the last European campaign we heard. So, that is impressive. And of course. The pressure is a little bit on him because people expect now a lot, and I think that is okay because he likes the pressure. He said this week in the press conference he likes to be under pressure. He likes it that people expect a lot of him. So it's logical, but of course it's an exciting transfer for the club, I think, and the expectations are really high. That's true.
One of the things that Eran talk about in the Israeli media is that his connection or his trust on Roger Schmidt, the manager, is what made him actually come to PSV, because he had many, many offers, also from Israel and also around Europe, but it shows PSV because of Roger Schmidt.
Yes, but I can imagine that he has seen Schmidt in China. He has seen how he worked in Beijing. Beijing Guoan, that was his club. And Iran was at Guangzhou. So they know each other very well. And yeah, I think that Schmidt was convinced that he is a very good striker for PSV. What I said, he scored a lot of goals in China, and people expect here that he can do it also in the Netherlands. I think the level of defending in Netherlands is pretty good. It's not as good as in the biggest leagues in Europe, Germany, England, Spain, France, Italy. Those are the big leagues. But the Netherlands is a competitive league. I think it's under the level of those five, but it's a good league. And normally, in China, the level of the players is a bit different. You have very good players, and you have some moderate players in every team because of the homegrown rulements, the homegrown rules. And it's exciting now. I think the average level in the teams in Holland is higher, but you don't have the kind of superstars because they are all in the biggest leagues. They are in England and in Germany, and they are not in the Netherlands, because normally good players of like 22, 23, they go to England or they go to Germany or Italy because they can earn a lot of more money than they can here. So also that makes the transfer of Iran special, because we don't see a lot that players of China, players of the Chinese league, that they come to Eredivisie. You don't see that because of the money. And that makes his transfer also exciting, I think.
And what about Aaron's age? Because he is 33, and the average age, as I checked before on transfer market of PSV, is almost 24. So yeah. He's let's call him experienced player. So how is he going to fit in this very young culture of PSV? And where is he going to play at the 4-4-2 formation of Roger?
Well, to be honest, people were indeed a little bit surprised, because they thought in the beginning, whoa, is this going to be the grandfather of the team? But no way. Because for Eredivisie, a player of 33 is old. Eredivisie is a very young young league, a very young you have very young players in Eredivisie. And indeed, it is true what you say. Strikers in Eredivisie are normally between 18 and 23, and then they make a step to a bigger league. So it's pretty rare that a player of 33 who has been very successful, that he comes back to Eredivisie. Although sometimes they come on loan now coming for 2 years here on Sahavi. And of course, indeed, the average age of PSV is 24. But he was a little bit surprised in the press conference that it was an issue in the Netherlands, because he didn't expect that. But I remember when he gave his press conference here on Sahavi, people were all convinced that he is very fit and that he is not. He said, "I am feeling as old. I am as old as I feel, and I am feeling very young." So he says he can play for like 5 years. So why not?
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Of course, why not?
Yeah, he said Zlatan Ibrahimovic is also almost 39, and he's scoring every goal every week. So not
only Iran can compare himself to Zlatan.
No, he did not compare himself to Zlatan, but only for. But I think he has shown he's a very good striker indeed. In Israel, he has very good figures. In China also. And in the Israel national team, 20 goals in 54 games. But especially his last campaign was very good with the Israeli national team. The Euro qualification, he was really on fire.
You know, a week before Iran signed at PSV, there were talks about him joining Fenerbahce.
Yes.
And when the Fenerbahce fans heard about it, there was, I think, the most the biggest media frenzy, social media frenzy, in the history of the game. There was a post on 433, if you saw it, maybe, I'm sure you saw it, that actually broke the internet, let's phrase it like that. And when I went through Twitter and Instagram and all the social medias of PSV, there is not 500,000 fans on Twitter for PSV.
No.
So no. It's there is no much. I didn't see the kind of excitement that I saw in Turkey. In the Netherlands. So are the fans are exciting about Iran? Do they know actually what are they getting?
Oh yes, I can assure you they are. They are very excited. No, it's just that Fenerbahce is on social media. Fenerbahce is a real big club.
Yes.
They have like 7 or 8 million followers on Twitter. I think. I know the club a little bit because the former trainer of PSV, Philip Cocu, he was also trainer in Fenerbahce. He was a trainer coach there in 2019, and he was fired after a few months. Yeah, it's the Fenerbahce is fantastic. The fans are really, yeah, they are so excited when anything happens, and they are also a little bit angry when anything happens. So, yeah, they are living for football, and also here in Holland, people live for football, of course. But I think our culture is a little bit more. Yeah, it's a little bit more calm and easier than in Turkey. I think that is the explanation that things are not booming that much on the internet. But I must also say Fenerbahce is a very, very big club, and they have so many followers on internet, on social media, Instagram. That's incredible. They have 8 million followers or so on Twitter, so
yeah, that's crazy.
That's impressive.
Yes indeed. Yeah, and well, Roger Schmidt, as I saw him, I know him, he loves to play the 4-4-2 formation.
Yes.
So, Iran, as I see it, is going to play aside Daniel Malen.
Yes, normally he will in the front, really in the front. So, yeah, he's playing a 4-2-2-2 squad. He has four defenders, two defending midfielders, two offensive midfielders, or yeah, you can also tell they are wingers, and two real strikers. So Daniel Malen is, I think, he's for sure, he must be in the first squad because, yeah, he's so talented, and he also showed it in the national team of the Netherlands. And I think, yeah, Malen and Sahavi will be a couple normally. But they also have some talented youngsters, so it's not for sure that Iran will always play, because the youngsters are talented, and yeah, they can also make some games when there's a suspension or when there is an injury or whatever. But yeah, of course, Iran is an expensive player. He's a very good player, and he's, of course, normally he will be in the first 11. That's yeah, that's the goal of PSV, of course, because, yeah, he's an international striker with experience. And, yeah, I think he will play in his first games.
One of my followers made a crazy comparison, and he asked if Iran to Daniel Malen, it's kind of the same of what happened in 1994, with Luke Nilis and Ronaldo.
So yeah, I read that.
I don't compare Ronaldo to Malen, of course, or Malen to Ronaldo, but is Iran coming to tutor him, to teach him, to be the experience?
Yeah, well,
he
talked about that in his press conference also, that he wants to teach the young players. He wants that they can develop. And it is also a goal for him to develop the team, he said. It's not that I only want to score. Of course, his personal goals will be to score 20, 25 goals, maybe 30. That is a personal goal. But the goal must always be to win prizes. Football is winning prizes, being champions or winning a cup. Yeah, and well, Eran told about that at his press conference, that he is he's a team player, and that he wants the young players to help them. He wants to help the young players, and yeah, so that they can make the next step in their careers, that they can make the next step on the pitch. I think that was a good statement of him, and yeah, the fans were really glad to hear that, because yeah, PSV has always been a team, a real family team. Also, they are it's like a family club. The supporters are close to each other, and they like team players. One of the former strikers, Luc de Jong, he's now playing in Sevilla. He won the Europa League last month. So yeah, he was very popular in the Netherlands and in Eindhoven for sure.
When you talk about the players, the young players that are going to make an extra jump in their career, the most reasonable thing to do is to move ahead, to move to England, to France, to Germany, to Spain, maybe Italy. And we don't see the Dutch teams as powerful as they were, like Ajax in the 90s or things like that. So is it something that was made by choice to lower the salaries, to lower the investments, and try to sell players to the big five?
Yeah, well, you see, there is the squads in those leagues are very big, so they have like 25 or 30 or even 40 players, and it is very difficult to be in the first 11. Only the biggest players are in the first 11, like Virgil van Dijk at Liverpool, Jorginho Wijnaldum at Liverpool, Memphis Depay, he's playing for Lyon, so he's not playing in the absolute European top, but maybe he goes to Barcelona. You have Frenkie de Jong at Barcelona. So, yeah, we have Donny van de Beek now goes to Manchester United. So, yeah, we had a kind of troubles in, I think, 3-5 years ago. Then players went to other countries earlier, and maybe sometimes too early. But now I think, yeah, they go a little bit later, and that is good. PSV also sold Steven Bergwijn to Tottenham Hotspur in the winter. So yeah, that's a good step. He doesn't play everything, but yeah.
But why there is not a leap in the league level? I think I checked yesterday, the Netherlands, the Eredivisie is ranked number 10 in Europe.
Yes,
is Portugal.
Yes,
and they are not even close to the five top, to the top five. Sorry. So, is it something that
dinero,
money, only money?
Yes, it's always money. But
there is not big money in Portugal, for example.
No, but Portugal. The top clubs there have also a good budget. But like Benfica, Sporting Portugal, those are the top teams in Portugal. Porto. Yeah, of course you would have expected that the Dutch teams could compete with them, but it's difficult. The Dutch league is coming back. They're coming back from a low position. I think maybe when PSV wins today, they can be number 8 again in Europe. So I think that's a good position. I'm going to the match. So I'm going now to NS Mura PSV. It's in Slovenia, and we're gonna look if they make a next step. And yeah, then I hope for Eran that the paperwork is okay on Sunday, so that he can make his first appearance for PSV on Sunday in Almelo at Heracles.
It's only signings, only biography. Or what is preventing Eran from playing? Only signing on papers?
Yeah, it's only the Chinese club has to has to make an autograph or so. I don't know. It's a very small, but it's necessary to get his papers to the national associations and to the FIFA, I think. So yeah, the paperwork has to be done all, and then only then he can play.
So with Iran coming, PSV is going for the title. This is the main objective.
Yes, for sure. That is the objective, to go for the title, indeed. And maybe they try to win the cup also. So those are always the goals. Yeah, and maybe in Europa League they can come far. But yeah, that is what I said. They have to win tonight. So first they have to win here in Slovenia.
I'm sure they will. Can you tell us a little bit about the extra young talents in PSV? Who we need to watch?
He's gonna play with Malen Daniel. We spoke about him. He play with Gakpo. That's a winger for the left side. Cody Gakpo, very talented winger. He's playing for the young squad of the Netherlands, young Oranje. Of course, Noni Madueke is a very very talented striker. He's 18 years old. He can play on the right side, but he can also play deep. Then you have Bruma. He's 26, former player of Leipzig. He's not in his best form the last year, but yeah, you never know. Maybe he can find his way back. So they have very talented players, of course. And you have Mo Iataren. He's also a very young player of 18 years old. He can also play on the right side.
Iataren is one of the big talents in the Netherlands right now. Can you tell us more about Iataren, about his skills and about his development?
Yeah, he's a midfielder, or yeah, he's an offensive midfielder, or he can play as a number 10. He can play on the he can play outside on the wing. But yeah, he's really talented. His pace is incredible. When the club has ball possession, he's really exciting. It's really exciting to see him. But he has some problems still with defending, and that is one of his challenges to improve that. When he improves it, he will go to a very big club in the future, I think.
I hope for him. There is a lot of talk about Iataren. A lot of talk I can hear about around people. And you talked about the defenses in the Netherlands. And there is a concept here in Israel, and that there are no defenses in Holland, in Netherlands. That it's all about the attack, all about the free football. People are expected to see 3, 4, 5 goals every match. Is it true about this concept of the league?
Yeah, but that's not realistic. That's not realistic. So he has now, of course, but he has to show more than he did, because he has now played 10 games without any assist or goal. So he has to show more in the coming games. But I'm sure he will do better. He has the talent to do that, and yeah, as I said, the first possibility is tonight.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the way that PSV is recruiting young players and young talents? I know this.
Well, they have a youth academy, so players are there when they are 12, and they are in the picture when they are younger, when they are 8 or 9. They're also they stay in their home environment, but when they are like 12, 13 years old, they come to Eindhoven, and they are going to be educated as a football player. Of course, not everyone can be in the first squad, but some players are, and now they have 4 or 5 players of the first squad. They are they are educated in Eindhoven. So and of course they look at mentally skills, tactical skills. So yeah, it's every club is the same. I think Ajax has also a big education youth academy. And AZ has also AZ in Alkmaar has also a good academy, I think.
I understand. And do people in the Netherlands are expecting to see more Israeli players? Is there a talk about Israeli players?
Well, I really
unique.
I really don't know. Of course, one of the most known players is still Eli Ohana. That is, was successful in the European. And European Cup against Ajax, so I think Eli Ohana is one of the most well-known players in Holland. But I don't know. It's just a situation now. Eran was free. PSV needed a striker. The coach knew him. The manager was convinced. So that is always a kind of coincidence when players come or not. Or maybe the Israeli league is now more in the picture in Israel. Oh, sorry, the Dutch league is more in the picture in Israel. So, yeah, you never know what happens.
So we are not to expect to see many scouts from the Netherlands come to Israel because of Zahavi. It's something more unique.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I think it's an exciting transfer. And what I said, we will see. The pressure is now on him. He likes that. And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Then
I go to the game now.
You gotta go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, my friend. Good luck tonight, and we will talk
I'll see you soon.
In the near future. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. אוקיי, חברים, סוף פרק ראשון. שוב, מתנצל על איכות הסאונד, להשתפר כבר משבוע הבא. אשמח לשמוע מכם פידבקים בעמוד הפייסבוק, בטלגרם, באינסטגרם, איפה שנוח לכם. יאללה, נתראה בפרק 2. ביי ביי.